How'd they do it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Those two middle school students in Milton, Washington, who took action when their bus driver slumped over the wheel Monday morning, how'd they know what to do? Jeremy Witchick sounds like a pretty regular 13-year-old, admits he wasn't exactly looking forward to going to school yesterday, and then
the bus driver starts convulsing, his eyes are bulging, his hands are twitching.
The security camera caught it all as the bus drifted off the road and headed straight for a church.
I grabbed the wheel, he was big, and I wrestled. I turned it to the right, took it on the side of the road, took the keys out of the ignition.
Life had just thrust Jeremy Witchick into a real-world test. A real-world test of a random sample of students at Surprise Lake Middle School in Milton, Washington. And these kids were prepared. For one thing, the school actually drills the kids in what to do when a driver's incapacitated. And in Jeremy's case, his mom had given him a little extra tutoring.
She lets me back the car out of the driveway so I can give it a car wash. Don't tell my dad that, okay?
Plus, he'd also done a little casual research on his own.
Jeremy says he remembered a superhero book he'd read in which a man stopped a runaway bus by turning off the ignition.
But it wasn't just Jeremy. Young Johnny Wood ran up and started giving the driver CPR, which he'd learned in a school video, and listened to him talk about it.
Exhilarating. You want to know if he's okay, but then again, it's just happening so fast, your heart's pumping. It's breathtaking and breathgiving.
Prepared, brave, and articulate. Whatever that middle school is doing, please keep on doing it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.